Hello, sisters. It's another episode of the When Marriage Hurts podcast. I am your host, Ola Davis. This is episode number 75, and we are going to be talking about something called DAVO. If you've been researching emotional abuse, psychological abuse tactics, those kind of subjects on the internet or on social media, no doubt you would have come across a term called DARVO, and that is D-A-R-V-O, which is sort of an acronym for deny, attack, reverse, victim, offender. Of course, it sounds like some crazy, silly code for for something, but I'll explain. Most people that have been in an emotionally or psychologically abusive relationship have experienced DAVO at some point. So what exactly is DAVO? Let's break it down. It's an abuse tactic. It's an abuse tactic that is used to confuse you and at the same time silence you. Now, like I mentioned, the D in DAVO is denying. So, say, how does this play out in an emotionally abusive marriage? Say your spouse is doing something that bothers you, right? Your husband keeps doing this thing that bothers you. And like the good wife you are, you want to talk about it. You don't want this to fester. You don't want this to affect your relationship with the husband you love, right? So you want to bring this up and discuss it with them. And whatever the issue is, you bring it up as politely and respectfully as you possibly can or you know how to. And then your husband denies, you know, so they either gaslight you like, oh, that never happened. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. That, you know, there was never such an event. Or I never said that. Like, they deny it in some shape or form. Or they try to twist what they said, right? They're like, oh, no, I didn't say that. What I said was, and they say something completely different. So they are denying the event happened. They are denying what they said. And then when you try to stand your ground and be like, no, I know what you said. This is exactly what you said. Or you're like, no, it really did happen. Then the next thing they do is they attack you. So they don't own up to what they did. They don't own up to the bad behavior. They don't even try to apologize for it. They just attack you. They begin to nitpick and talk about why you are the one that did something bad. And like I said, this could take different forms, right? I'm really trying. I should have thought of a clear example before the podcast, because I'm really trying to think about one now. So maybe you say, oh, you know, I don't like you using words like stupid or something to refer to me, right? This is just an example I'm throwing out there. And they're like, what? I never called you that. There was never a time I called you stupid. And you're like, no, you did earlier this morning when such and such happened and you called me stupid. And then they if they could either keep denying, or if If you present them with an evidence that makes it hard for them to keep denying, then they attack and say something like, well, what did you expect? You know, of course, what you did was stupid. And, you know, they kind of attack that way. And even, like, just pouring more salt in the injury. And they attack you. And, of course, this hurts you more. And then they go even further and become the reverse victim, right? That's the RV in Davo. RVO, reverse victim offender. So they attack you and they keep talking, and before you know it, they've made themselves how to be the victim in the situation and made you the offender. So they keep attacking you, and then they start saying things like, you know, I never want to say these things. I don't use those kind of words. You make me use those kind of words because of your behavior. I don't like to call anybody stupid. I don't call any other person stupid. You're the only one I call that because you keep doing these stupid things. And, you know, you put me in a very tough situation. So somehow, the fact that they verbally abused you and disrespected you is your fault. So now they are sort of changing the narrative to make it seem like they are really the victim in this situation and you are the one who's offended them. So they verbally abuse you, but somehow it's your fault. They verbally abuse you, but somehow they are also the victim. They are the victim, and it's not even verbal abuse. It's just, you know, you just put them in a very terrible situation and made them do something they didn't want to do. So that's how they reverse the roles. And then you become the offender, they become the victim. And they do this to confuse you. Because remember, the reason you even bring this up to them is so you two can have a conversation about it. It's most likely you weren't looking for any kind of confrontation. You just wanted to have a conversation about this. You just wanted to let them know that you're not happy being treated the way you are or being spoken to the way they speak to you. You just wanted to have a conversation, a grown-up conversation about this. And now they have you so confused, you start to feel bad, you start to feel, oh no, maybe I shouldn't even have brought this up. You start to feel like you were the one that did something to hurt them. And of course, you don't like hurting the people you love. So what do you end up doing? You end up apologizing for what you don't even know, right? You end up apologizing to them and thinking of ways you can make it up to them. You can make them feel better about what you did, but you don't even really understand what you did. You've just been made to feel bad, like you did something. Is this resonating with you? For those of you that have experienced it, you're probably thinking of one or two scenarios right now that happened in your marriage, that happened between you and your husband. It is a crazy phenomenon. It is crazy making. It is confusing. It sounds really simple the way I've described it. But if you've had this happen to you, you know it's anything but simple, right? You know it's confusing, it's destabilizing, it kind of gets you off balance mentally, right? and it's just downright confusing. And also another thing Davo does is it makes you shut down on some level. It puts you in a position where the next time they do something that's abusive to you, you don't even want to bring it up. You don't even want to discuss it, right? Because your body remembers how terrible it felt to be made out to be the offender and they playing the victim. Your body, your brain remembers that confusion that it went through the last time you tried to bring something up, bring up an issue and discuss it. And you just don't want to go through that kind of pain and confusion anymore. So they abuse you the next time and you're more likely to be quiet about it and not want to talk about it and not want to have a conversation about it. Now, I could remember cases where my ex-husband used this Davo technique on me and I was so confused. And then I thought, oh, I don't think he understands what I'm trying to say here. Let me find a different way to explain it. Honey, don't get in that trap. Don't get caught in that trap. I got caught in that trap so many times, it's incredible. Just because if you don't know much about abuse dynamics and abuse tactics, this whole thing just seems crazy and confusing to you, and you have no idea that this person is deliberately trying to confuse you. You're just thinking, oh, you know, maybe they're just all up in their own feelings as well, and maybe they're upset about something they're trying to express to me, so let me listen to that. Honey, they never had anything to express to you until you brought up the issue. Don't fall for that trick. And even if there's something you've done that's hurt them that they want to bring up, they can wait their turn, okay? They can wait to trash out this issue you brought up first and have a discussion about that and then have their turn at bringing up something. If whenever you're trying to tell someone how hurt you are by their actions and the first thing they do is trying to bring up something that they claim you did to them, no, that's not appropriate behavior. That's manipulation right there. That's manipulation and an emotional abuse tactic. If there is really something you've done that they want to have a discussion about, they shouldn't wait till you bring something up. And even if they waited till you bring something up, they should have a conversation, they should have a discussion about that first and then have their turn in bringing up whatever issue they have with you. So I will get all confused and think, oh, I think we're not communicating well. I always thought it was a communication issue. I always thought it was a communication issue. It took me years to figure this out that no, it's not a communication issue. They don't have trouble understanding you. They just don't want to. And when someone is committed to not understanding you, it doesn't matter how many ways you try to explain a problem. When they're committed to not understanding or accepting what you're saying, they are never going to quote unquote understand you. Because they are committed to never understanding you. It's a commitment. It's a strong commitment they have to never understand you. And nothing you do is going to change that. They are just simply going to refuse to understand you. Because them understanding you, to them, the way the mind of an abuser works, them understanding you means that they have to take accountability for their actions. It means that they have to admit that they did something wrong. And they never want to do that. So they're not going to understand you. You know, I would waste so much time trying to think of different ways to explain, using different analogies. It just never worked. When I think of that old me that was desperately trying to explain something to her husband in a way that he's going to understand, I just feel so much sadness and compassion for that version of myself. Because I really tried. And I know some of you are really trying right now. Some of you are tired of trying, and at this point, you're not even thinking of new ways to explain anymore. You're just praying to God, and you're like, God, please help him see it. Honey, he sees it. Your husband sees it. Your husband knows exactly what he's doing. I know that's hard to believe. But he knows exactly what you're saying. He knows exactly what you're trying to communicate. He's just committed to never accepting and never acknowledging it. And that's something you have to come to terms with. When you start to know more of your abuser's tactic, you're going to change your approach to how you bring up issues. You're going to even not want to talk to them about your feelings anymore, because you will start to recognize a pattern where when you discuss your feelings with the abuser, rather than that leading to them behaving better towards you, it just makes them come up with more creative ways to hurt you. I don't know if this episode's helped anyone. If I haven't done a good job of explaining Davo, you can do some internet research about this and just Google D-A-R-V-O to get some more insight. But I have a feeling that what I already said will resonate with some of you. Okay. Once you're aware of this, you are better able to counter the abuser's attempt to dazzle you. But when you don't know what's going on, you just stay in that state of confusion and sadness. All right. So this is all we're going to have for this episode. I hope you ladies have a wonderful week ahead. And I'm kind of super excited because this coming week is going to be my 40th birthday. I am so excited about that. So until the next time that I see you on another episode of the When Marriage Hurts podcast, I want you to remember that God loves you and he cares really deeply about you. Have a good week.